My friend, you're here because you want English skills that help you connect with people on a deeper level. So join the free accent training community on school.com today and get some momentum going with your American accent development. Open the link in the description and request to join the free accent training community while spots are available, my friend. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Accent Training Podcast. My name is Pat. I'm your personal American accent coach. Folks, today I'm going to expose a lie. A lie that I see written all over social media, which is wasting your time and money as an American accent learner. The lie is that you can learn the American accent by simply watching an American speak and shadowing all of the sounds and all of the words that they did in the exact same way that they did it. And that if you repeat this enough, you'll develop your English to sound exactly like that person. And if that doesn't work, well, it just means that you're not dedicated enough, that you don't have what it takes. Now, that's the advice that someone will give you if they actually don't know how an accent develops. If they don't really even know how language skills develop, that's what they'll tell you. And it's not their fault. They're thinking, well, that's what I did and it worked for me. But the thing is that there is something special about people who can learn that way that most people don't have. Let me explain. From about 4 months of age, when you were just a little baby, your brain turned into a sponge for language learning. You would listen and repeat constantly the sounds that your family would make around you, you know, your mom and dad, grandparents, aunts and uncles. As you grow from 4 months of age to 14 years of age, around puberty, your brain had this incredible ability to hear sounds, very intricate sounds, and reproduce them. And you would spend day and night making new sounds, either in your brain, in your dreams, or speaking them out loud, experimenting with new words, seeing what words get you in trouble, what words get you rewarded, and what sounds communicate easiest. Now, from the ages of 14 to 25, for the average person, I mean, it can vary, you know, by a couple of years, but your brain started to slow down that process. It was still quite a powerful language-building machine, but it started to slow down because, of course, your body was developing in so many ways. Then after the age of 25, your brain said, all right, I know all the sounds I need to know. And your brain and your mouth agreed that you can communicate effectively as a human being without needing to learn more sounds and more movements. Now, reflecting on your own life, you know, maybe you grew up speaking a few languages when you were a child. Maybe there were 4 or 5 languages spoken within your region of your country. Or maybe you spoke one language inside the house and another language outside the house. That means that your brain was absorbing more linguistic information. Now, that means that the more languages that you started learning as a kid, the more sounds you're able to reproduce as you get older, the more sounds that your brain will recognize as an adult. Now, I'm speaking mostly to the adults. I know that I do have some people under the age of 25 that listen to this podcast. And for that crowd, I hope that you folks understand the advantage that you have now that you've heard those words. That group specifically can watch an American movie, repeat the sounds, the words, the patterns of that movie. And if they do it enough times, they will adapt native sounding speech skills. best before the age of 14. 14 to 25, it gets a little bit more difficult. And after 25, darn near impossible. So what does that mean for the majority of my listeners? About 80% of my listeners are over the age of 25. What does that mean for you folks? Shadowing the American accent will not show you the results that you've been told it would. It's too much linguistic information for your adult brain, but focused shadowing with laser precision on one sound at a time will get the job done. If you're trying to listen for every single sound that Americans are using when they're speaking, you're going to overwhelm yourself and see no progress. And then you're going to see things written all over social media from these lazy teachers who are just saying, well, this is what I did when I was 12 years old. If I could do it when I was 12, you can do it when you're 25. Well, they're wrong. They're wrong. An adult cannot learn languages with the same proficiency as a child. It's not going to work. You can try. You're going to waste a lot of time. But you will save time if you're patient and if you take on one sound at a time. You focus in on the ah sound. Just ah. Real common in the American accent, right? Ah. Like that, hat, cat, ah. Or ah, ah. Extremely versatile. I wrote a whole book about it. The American Pronunciation Handbook. Ah. You need to identify which sounds are giving you the most trouble. You need to identify how to produce those sounds. And then you need to watch an American movie, TV show, media, maybe the accent training podcast, and listen for those specific sounds being used. Note the context. Note the words that are being used with that sound. And repeat it out loud. Now, this isn't going to be a fun movie to watch. Usually, movies take you through an emotional roller coaster. You're going to be doing this to study. You're doing this because you've got big goals, you've got big plans, and you're tired of being told lies from lazy coaches, but you want to see actual hard-hitting results. Take my advice. Focus on one sound at a time. Shadow only one sound at a time. With laser precision, remain focused. And not only will you learn that sound to the same quality and consistency as a native English speaker, but you will develop a habit of turning every English speaking or listening interaction into an advanced English course for your accent development. Start at one sound per week, and you will see a snowball effect that builds your English for the rest of your life, my friend. Well, this brings me to wrapping things up for today. And I just want everyone to know, if you now have this information, and you're pumped up, you want to see progress like now, and you want to know what to do next, check out the American Pronunciation Handbook audio reading, my friend. It's all the episodes right before this one. I think episodes number 193 to 197. Each chapter is focused on one sound alone, the sound ah. This is the starting point. That is the place that I recommend anybody who wants to know, what should I do to start seeing progress quickly? Patiently listen to that whole audiobook, understand how versatile the ah sound is, then start applying it in your own life. If you follow those steps, my friend, like, this is $1 million worth of advice right here. This is life-changing stuff, I'm telling you. If you follow those steps, you will be well on your way towards habitually developing an American accent. Have a good one, folks. I'm opening my doors of enrollment for the month of May. I've got 5 accent training spots available for 5 accent learners who want to see predictable progress learning to communicate in English with the same habits, the same patterns, and the same sounds that Americans use naturally. I've got limited space available this month, my friend. So apply right now through the link in the description if it's important for you to learn to speak English in the way that Americans listen for.